This is Wade Ranske with the Chief Organizer's Report. Twitter, the dead, and resting in peace. The Queen is dead. Long live the King. I think that's the way it goes. Elizabeth II passed away at 96 after a long 70-year run in the castle. On this side of the pond, what do we make of it? A curiosity from another time? A modern Game of Thrones? Some more atavistic than modern, even though there are constant royal and imperial pretenders, including one we barely survived in the U.S. and another running wild in Russia. In Britain, it's a contradiction, an artifact wrapped in tradition and for some, perhaps nostalgia, but mainly showpieces for special occasions, self-selected fan clubs, and maybe the tabloids that have survived the internet era. Basically, it's like the living or style sections in daily newspapers, something that we know is there as we flip the pages, but we never read or pay a mind. That's reality, except perhaps in the alternative world of something like Twitter. Mi Compañera was scrolling through her feed and mentioned where they were chanting loudly, "Lizzie is in a box in a Dublin soccer stadium." There was a time of troubles there during her 7 decades, after all. Something called hashtag Black Twitter beat her coffin with a stick over the colonial record of concentration camps for the Mau Mau in Kenya, takeovers in Nigeria, deposing tribal royalty, and more. The third largest party in South Africa issued a lengthy statement critiquing the British role in that country. Are these fair shots or foul? We all know the royal family is rich, but are they powerful? I doubt it. Could they have prevented the abuses of British colonialism? Perhaps not. Could they have been a voice for better and more moral policies? Absolutely. Some said so. A professor at Carnegie Mellon tweeted, "I heard the chief monarch of thieving, raping, genocidal empire is finally dying. May her pain be excruciating." She was referencing the land grab from her family in Africa. The tweet was shared tens of thousands of times. A former English soccer player tweeted, "Racism was outlawed in England in the 60s. It's been allowed to thrive, so why should black and brown mourn?" An Australian professor took a shot. Here's where my beef with Twitter arises again. In some cases, Twitter deleted the post because they broke community standards. In other cases, people played the Twitter game and went rogue, but then deleted their own post. It galls me that people can throw the rock, but hide the hand and get away with it on Twitter. My take on all this is simple, with roots in high school Latin, thanks to the esteemed Dr. Romeo. De mortuis nihil nisi bonum, or roughly, of the dead, say nothing but good. In the early 3rd century, biographer Dionysius Laterus attributed the phrase, "Do not speak ill of the dead," to philosopher Chilon of Sparta. So let's not go all Roman and give a long-gone Greek credit where it was due. Nonetheless, this internet affliction of hitting people not only when they're down, but when they are dead, is not just restricted to big whoops like the late Queen. The Post notes that Legacy.com, which hosts online memorials to regular folks when they pass, had to hire 50 monitors as far back as 2006 to scrub unkind comments off the site. Let the historian sort it all out if there's something worth sorting in life or legacy. For all of us, why not make rest in peace really mean something for the dead, their families and friends, be they big or small? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.